Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Here we have an email from Dom.
Says, hi Ben and Nathan, do you have general advice for someone who feels like they still just don't get it? By this I mean you can grind out the questions you understand, but you don't fully understand the task and stimulus for the more challenging questions, resulting in mixed success. So in other words, every LSAT student ever?
Yep.
I mean, you understand the ones you understand and you struggle with the ones you don't understand?
Yep. You're going to hit a ceiling at some point and then you got to break through it.
Dom says, that is how I feel about many logic games that are intermediate to advanced in difficulty, but it also happens for LR and RC questions too. I fear that I will never take that true step toward LSAT mastery and my LSAT score will never be as high as it could be. Okay, so you're struggling in all areas of the test. We get it. My average practice test score is a 152 and the highest score is a 157. My goal is a 170 or better. Well, right now, Dom, your goal should be a 160.
Yeah, get above 160 and then make a new goal.
Of 165.
Yep.
My college GPA is a 3.87, and I was a philosophy major during my time at UC Santa Cruz. I am considering the option of trying the basic LSAT Demon plan and upgrading the plan over the course of my studies as I hopefully progress. That's great. We would love to have you, Dom, in any capacity, but normally I would recommend instead of doing it that way, I might flip it. I might try 1 month of LSAT Demon Live. In 1 month, for $295, you're going to get access to multiple live classes 7 days a week. You can choose the ones that fit your schedule, choose the classes, choose the teachers that you like. And we're going to blow your mind we're just going to change the way you approach the test. Right now, Dom, I have a feeling that the 170 goal is actually preventing you from scoring 160 or 165. That's really common, where you try to shoot for 170 on every test and you just do too many questions and you just don't understand. And what you really need to do is try to get that 160 on the board. And that's just going to be like, understand one more question in each section. My plan is to take the official LSAT for the first time in January of 2023. My goal is a T14 school, but I'm not dead set on that particular tier. All these like long range goals, you know?
No, your goal needs to be much more down to earth, down to today. Let's talk about getting into the 160s. And by even that, I mean, let's talk about the questions that you got wrong and let's just figure out why you got them wrong and get those right. And then you have no idea how long this process will take. You might be ready by November. I don't know why you're saying, oh, I got to wait until January. Then again, you might not be ready until April.
Yeah, there's just no point. There's also no point having T14 school or these other questions. I mean, Dom says, I would be ecstatic to get into a T25 school at the right price. I have taken
T25? Why 25?
Who knows? I mean, Dom, you just need to apply broadly and then see what kind of offers you get. But before you even think about that, you need to get one more LSAT question right today. You need to unlock one more logic game today. And you got to take a breath. You got to slow way down. You got to focus on each step, not the whole damn mountain.
Yep.
I've taken to heart your guys' methodology of not paying for law school to the best of one's ability. Well, actually, just don't pay for law school. That's our mantra.
Yep.
Everybody can not pay for law school. It's simple. Don't pay for law school.
Yep.
Ultimately, I'm trying to approach this journey with the mindset of leaving it all out on the field and knowing whatever I gave the LSAT. Sorry. And knowing that I gave the LSAT everything I had when it comes to time, attention, energy, and effort. God willing, the rest will follow, whatever that might entail.
I feel like, sorry, Dom, I feel like you're trying way too hard. I think that's actually hurting you as well.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I'm going to do it. Oh, it's like, this shouldn't be a grin and bear it thing. This should be do a question And yeah, you're going to try hard to really understand it and you're going to try hard to figure it out. But, you know, then if you're like taxed out, fine, take a break. Then come back and do another question. This feels to me like I've got to do it perfect. I've got to do all this stuff. And that just makes this like draining.
Yeah. And he's climbing the whole mountain in one day. Mm-hmm. Instead of just taking a step and, you know, you've got your eye on the mountaintop instead of your eye on the steps in front of you.
Yep. You look at the mountaintop to figure out what direction you want to walk, and then you forget it and you focus on your next steps.
Yep. And it's really just one more question, Tom. It's not finish the section and get a 170. It's do the same number of questions or do fewer questions. Almost guarantee you're doing too many questions, Tom. Do fewer questions, but get more of them correct. And your score should almost immediately be in the 160s. Thank you for all of your hard work and especially your podcast videos on YouTube. YouTube is, in fact, how I found you guys. And I look forward to your analysis of my situation. Thank you again. Sincerely, Dom.
Dom, thanks for writing in. I hope that's helpful. One question at a time. You got this.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.